Tamachoma Bechad Mahana Kroi to Maisi Tzof Mekabuchoma. Rabbi Rez has to say to not be Mabrut. Like, what's the Machoikis Haradashim over here? For my commitment, the Gemara says, Tanakama, so what Tanakama holds, Tolosa Kroi Ksivi. First, three psukim by Kor Mishlamim, by Kochim Kalam. Chad Legufed in the boy Pesachoy Moid. One is Legufay, that you have to have Pesachoy Moid. Could you come on? Shemain Shem Pesach. If there's no Pesach, Kodim Shiftu Adlosis, meaning before they open up the doors, whereas for Kodim Shiyamdu Halaviyam Esa Mishkan, before the Leviyam put up the Mishkan, or after they took it down again, you can't shecht. There's a Kodshim, Kalim, has to only be the Mokim, there is a Pesach, or you have to have the Pesach there, the door has to be opened. That's the Gufay. Chad the Gufay, the Niboy Pesach Oy Moid. The Chad Lahach Shit Stodim. That even the sides is also kosher. Rashi says, "Kol reichav azara, all the width of the azara is kosher." The Talmud do not say, "Kineged haPesach, only kineged haPesach is kosher dafka." Lo'ach therefore, the ksiv lifnei, v'lo'ach ksiv Pesach, v'chol ave v'chlad lifnei, it's all v'chlad lifnei. That's the second person. V'chol achshet stadim, v'chad lisol sidet stadim, and the third person is the pasul that sidet stadim. Rashi says it means to go in lishchais. The Yafel Tuchin is Kodesh Tzulos L'Shchita, Posel V'Shchita, Kula Kamon, like we'll see later. The sides of the sides, that's Posel V'Shchita. But if it's softened, it's a crowd, and I need a Posel to say it's softened is kosher. Because he says it's a Kav Choymi, I learn out softened. For a Blazer Seven or a Blazer Olds, Chad L'Gufay. One time it says in L'Gufay to teach us that you have to have a Pesach Choymi. Then you boy, you Pesach Choymi, like we just said. I need a special person to teach me that Sofen is kosher for the Shechit of Kochim Kalim, because otherwise I would have thought to say it's possible. And the third person is to be matter even at Stodim is also kosher. He told you do not need a posik for the Tzidot Stodim to say it's possible. I do not need a posik. So the Maishnoch, I come over here to see it. Pesach Choymoy, the Maishnochim. It's that's the machlokes. Where do we need the posik for tzidut zodim, or do we need the posik for tzofen? Avimor says, "Maishnoch akum over here." The tzidut posik says, "Pesach hoyemoyid." For maishnosim, they're still with neyoyemoyid. So Mor says, "Kamashmoy could do." Teaches like Rabbi Yudis says, "Oh, Mashmuel, tell me, Rabbi Yudis, Mashmuel, shlomim sheshochton koydim sheyiftuchud losas aichol sulim." A kov mishlom of the neidish shchita. Before they opened up the losses of the Hechel, Loch Ristakis Psulim. Shemir Postik says, Vishoch atu Pesach Oyo Moyi, Yitashek to my Pesach Oyo Moyi. Bizmanshu Pesuach, the way Bizmanshu know, the limit is that the Pesach, the doors have to be open, and not if they're closed. See, if you shech the Korb Mishlamim before the losses are open, that's a Psul, that passes the Korbin. That's the Drik, that's what it says, Pesach Oyo Moyi. That you have to have the Pesach has to be opened. So Moses says, Itmanam Muyoslan, like this. Oma Ma'uk for Bachoma. Oma Rabbi Yeshu Rabbi Chanino. Shlomim Akobin Shlomim. Sheshoch Aton Kodim Sheyiftachud Losses Eichel. If you made the Shchit before they opened up the doors of the Eichel, Psulim, the Korban is Possel. Shinam the Possek says, Sheshoch Atu Pesach Hoyomoyed. You have to shecht about the Pesach Hoyomoyed. So that's in Bizman She Pesach Eichel Pesuach. Only when the doors of Eichel is opened up. For Loi Bizman She Know, and now when the doors are closed. So that's the deal. But my Rava Masnoch, and it's sort of like this. Omer Rav Yaakov Bachoma. Omer Rav Ashi. Shlomim She Shoch Etom Kredim She Yiftachud Losas Eichel Pesulim. According to Shlomim, the Shechita was done before they opened up the Losas Eichel, the Korban is possible. Or the Mishkan, or by the Mishkan, Kredim Shiyam de Leviyam es Mishkan. If they made a korban on the Shlita Shlomim before they put up the Mishkan, or else Liyacha Sheyifraku Leviyam es Mishkan, after the Leviyam took down the Mishkan, Psulim. Because the same thing, there's no Pesach Oyamayit. So when it says, Pshita Mugif Kino Domi, that Mugif is also called, like the doors are closed, meaning Mugif means the doors are just closed. They're not locked though. So that's a shalom. It's only closed, they're not locked. What's the locha? So pshita mugif is kinodomi.
Just clearly like the doors are closed, and still the shlom will be possible. The shlom is only kosher if it's a Pesach or a Moed. Shalom, vilon mai, what will be the rocha by a vilon? If you have a curtain hanging there, what will be the din by a vilon? Some Rav Zera says, U'atzme nasa ela kepesach. In other words, that is kosher. The Rashi says, the curtain is like a Pesach, it's only put there for tznius b'yalma. Therefore, the Meister, the doors are open, it's still called like you have a Pesach ha'imayit there. Even though there's a curtain there, the curtain there is only for the purpose of tznius, to make it look nice. But it's not called like the doors are closed. So it was a loch, that was a lesson of Huatzma enasa lekepesach pesuach. Ravada vilum is called like the Pesach is open. Goivamai, what's going to be if there's like a hill there? It's a little bit elevated there. In front of the Pesach ha'imayit, what's going to be the loch? Is that considered like it's still open? Because the Meister's doors are open. Whereas since now there's a little hill there, maybe that's considered like it's closed. So Toshma coming here. Titania, we learned. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudu Oyma. Shnei Pishposhim Hoyiv Beisach Lifois. There were two Pishposhim, two like doorways, in the place where they used to hide the knives. The Beisach Lifois. The Graven Shmoina. And they were elevated 8 Amos, 8 Ishmaina, Kedei Lahasra Sazara Kulu Liachilas Kochim Kedoshim, or Lashkitas Kochim Kalim, that even though there was a grave, it was a hill there like, still was kosher for the Shkit of Kochim Kalim, and Tita Kodesh Kedoshim. So my love doesn't mean to say the Yika Kamayu Shmaina, that even though it's 8 Amos tall, still the Maisa, it's called like a Pesuach, because even though there's a grave there, so it's called Kippesuach. Gemara says, Loi, to Gevoya Ninu Shmoina. That means to say the opening itself was 8 Amos tall. That's how high the opening was. Not that there was a grave in front of it, a grave you have no raya what the loch would be. But it means to say the height of the Shnei Pishpushim at these two corners, the doorway there itself was 8 Amos tall. So if we have no raya, what would be the din of a grave? The Gevoya Ninu Shmoina. They themselves are 8 Amos tall. Next we have a question. It says, Kol HaShorim Shoyushom, all the gates that were there, Shom Goivim Esram Amma, they're all 20 Amos tall. For Roichvim Esram Amma, and they're all wide 10 Amos. Pishpot here, so how could you tell me here that it was 8 Amos tall? It says all the gates were 20 Amos tall. So here it doesn't mean the gate itself was that height. But the Quran said there was a grave in front of it. So when it says, no, Pishposhim Shani, this Pishposhim here are two sides of the Heichol, there were not really a gate there. Pishposhim Shani, here was talk only 8 Amos tall. It wasn't the real Shah. The real Shom, the real gateways, were 20 Amos tall. Here, these two Pishposhim, Rashi says, Shem Sochim Ptanim, they were two small gateways. Vei Misham Shekhanisi Vitsi, wasn't really used to go in and go out. El Rahach Shurei, Bishmo Ba'amu, just to be Makshah, that place, therefore here it's enough, it doesn't just have to be 8 Amos tall. Then the Chanami, there was no graver there, just it itself was this height. So now the Gemara throws the question, I have Rikud Stadim, like how is it possible to make the Shechit again? The price before said, the Shechit of the Kochim Kalim, you can make anywhere in the Azor. So the picture we have here in Rashi, even though it has to be Pesach HaYomayit. So the Chura, if you have the Ulam here in the Azorah, now on the right and the left side, that's where the Shnei Pishposhim are, so Chura, why is it called the Pesach? So answer it, there's a doorway there. So the question is, till the Tzadim though, there are sides there, that you cannot see the Pesach HaYomayit. So if on the side you cannot see, why is it kosher to make a Shechit on the Kochim column there? So my answer is, to Mayalu B'Keren Zavis, Senechanam, Yat V'Shechted, and the Keren Zavis in the corner. On the corner, you can still see the Pesach HaYomayit. Okay, the Gemara still is though, but Achure Beisach Aparos Mai, what do you say about the back of the Prechus, the Kodesh Kodoshim? Like in this picture here, in the back of the Kodesh Kodoshim, there's still 11 Amis between there and the Marav side of the Beis HaMikdash. So those 11 Amis there, which is called Achure of Azorah, that's part of the Azorah. So why is it kosher to make a shechita for a kochim column over there? At the bright, this is the bright that said, "B'chol makom de'azor is kosher."
in the back of the kapolis, like in the back of the proches, you cannot see the Pesach Chol Moed. So my answer is Toshima. I'll ask like this: the Yomar Rami Bar Rav Yudu Omar Rav Lul Koton Hoya Achuru Beis Hakapolis. There was like a little window there. Rashi Kamin Chaloyin Pesuach in back of the kapolis. Achuru Beis Hakapolis. Gevoya Shemoina Amos was high 8 Amos. The Lahachshere Fazoro Lachilas Kotchim Kalim, in order to be matted to be able to eat the Kotchim Kalim there, or the Shchitas Kotchim Kalim. Finally, the Siddur, that's the pasuk says Shnayim Lepar Bar, my Lepar Bar. What does it mean Lepar Bar? On the Rabbi Bar Barshelo, command the Yama Kalfei Bar, like the saying Kalfei the Bar, the outside. By kalfei chutz means achur v'kolchais la'echa b'kodesh kodashim. So chitzi, there was like a little window there from the Yazora that you could see the back also. So therefore the back you could also still see through the kodesh kodashim, and you could see the Pesach HaYomayit. Therefore b'chol mokum b'Yazora was kosher for the achila and for the shchita of the kodeshim kalim. Omer Yehuda Mashmuel Ein chayovim mishum tumo ela al oirech meyu shmoina v'shevo al roichev meyu shleishim v'chamish. Where is the called Yikav Yazor?